FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. We are here live in Vancouver, Canada at the Resource Show. And I am with Andy Schechtman and Miles Franklin.
Andy's big major sponsor of this year's event. Andy, it's great to see you again.
Always good to see you, Kerry. Thanks for having me back.
So what are you seeing here in this year's conference? I mean, it's been like land of the living dead here for the past 5 years.
There's certainly a pulse. There's a charge in the air, if you will, and it certainly has translated into a crowded concourse and busy atmosphere. It's exciting.
Yeah, well, you certainly had a lot of traffic here at your booth, and that's good to see. And people are, basically want to buy the samples on your display case.
Yeah, that's always, we bring the metal to display because it certainly attracts like a moth to a flame. There have been years over the last couple where certainly we couldn't find the moths, but they seem to be flocking a little bit more today than we have in the last couple of years.
Yeah, well, hey, we're also in Canada, and one thing the Canadians seem to get much better than the Americans, I mean, it is a resource-based economy.
Yeah, it's interesting. When you click on to their form of CNBC, I forget what the exact name of the channel is, the acronym, but instead of seeing blue chip stocks run across the ticker, you see resource stocks, and pretty much nothing but.
Yeah, pretty amazing there. And there's a lot of companies. Well, here what we see in this auditorium here, we see the survivors of companies that have made it through this 4 or 5 year bear market in resource companies.
Yeah, absolutely. I think in this industry, you have to have strong fingertips. You need to be able to hang on through the lean years, through the ups and the downs. There is certainly an awful lot of volatility to endure in this industry. And the companies that stay out of debt, do things the right way, keep a good reputation, and have strong fingertips will be the ones that will be here to reap the reward once it finally turns through this all year.
And I don't know if you caught Doug Casey's talk last night, but he made an interesting point that in a bull market, everybody's a genius, and even geniuses in a bear market are going to get hurt.
Absolutely. Richard Russell always said, he who loses least wins in the bear market. And so I think that the name of the game is not as much return on your money, but return of your money. Being smart in how you deploy it.
Absolutely. And protecting it. So we got finally released the new program. We were a little, we jumped the gun a little bit over the summer, but finally we got it in place. Tell us what Miles Franklin's doing now.
We have a relationship with Brinks that we're very proud of. It's a unique relationship. It's a exclusive relationship, and it's a program that we developed hand in hand with Brinks, dovetailing off of our 7-year relationship on our segregated account relationship in Montreal, something we're very, very proud of. We developed the first and only safe deposit box system, fully insured in a non-banking facility, in this case Brinks in both Vancouver, here where we are, and also in Toronto, perhaps shortly to come in Montreal. The unique thing about it is the fact that you hold the only key. It is fully insured, and it's not in a bank. And the reason that that's so important, Kerry, is that the IRS, as it pertains to FACTA and FBAR, came out with some clarification. The clarification basically says that in order for gold and silver to be non-reportable held outside the United States, as it pertains to FACTA, which goes to IRS, and FBAR, which goes to Treasury, two things need to be in place. Number one, needs to be directly held. And I'm going to cap caveat that for a moment and come back to it. Number two, it needs to be held in a non-financial institution. When we started our segregated account program in Canada about 7 years ago, we petitioned the IRS extensively through three different attorneys anonymously as to their clarification on what the definition was of directly held. And after about a year and many thousands of dollars spent, they finally came back to us after evading us and eluding us for the better part of a year and said, you know what, we reserve the right to not tell you. So about a year ago, they came out with a chart, a comparison chart, that compared and contrasted both FBAR and FACT as it pertains to all offshore investments. And the reason they did that is that the two forms are largely redundant. They ask largely the same questions, but one goes to Treasury, one goes to the IRS. So they basically came out and said, if you are in any of these conditions, you are compliant and do not need to report. The chart, which you can Google, FACTA, FBAR comparison chart, you will see it says gold and silver held outside the United States directly held in a non-financial institution are non-reportable. Example, safe deposit box. It's the only time they've ever given a definition of what they deem directly held. So someone who we respect a lot, Mark Nessman, he's a smart man, he understands privacy and he understands taxation and he specializes in all that revolves around the IRS. He told us that because of this relationship, he believes our account is one of maybe only two in the entire industry, the other being DASSafe in Austria, that offers 100% FACTA and FBAR compliant program, following the law to the letter. And we're very proud of our relationship with Brinks and the fact that they've given us a worldwide exclusive on this program. It's something that we're very, very, very excited about, Kerry. And if anyone is interested in it, the website that we've designed specifically for this is privatesafedepositboxes.net, privatesafedepositboxes.net, where you can find the FAQ, custody agreement, and anything else you would need to answer any questions you may have.
And just going back to the safe deposit box, normally when you get a safe deposit box at the bank, you get a key and they get the master key for all of the safe deposit boxes. So you can't just march into your bank, take your key and open your box. They have to put their key in. So it takes two keys to open the box. Your box with Brinks, you just go to Brinks, put your key in, turn it, and it opens the box up, right?
That's correct. They're brand new state-of-the-art one-key boxes whereby the client receives the key and the spare key. There is no second key that needs to be entered into the box as you'll find in traditional safe deposit boxes. Along with receiving the key and the spare, the client will also receive a laminated certificate that is amended each and every time they enter the box. Lastly, there will be occasions along the way where people are unable to make it up to Vancouver or up to Toronto. And in that case, what we would do is issue an air bill to the client for UPS. They would go pick up an envelope at a UPS store, drop the key in the envelope, air bill address directly to the Brinks facility where the business would be transacted on the client's behalf, sent back to the client, the key, the new laminated certificate, and each time we close the box, we put a plastic crimp tag on it that snaps in half. One half has Brink's name on it with a five-digit number. The other half has Miles Franklin name with the same exact five-digit number. So when you come back to the box X amount of years later, that crimp you have in your pocket with that five-digit number will match the one that is still sealed and affixed on the box so that you can be extra sure that no one has ever, ever, ever opened up that box without your knowledge.
And this Brinks is the same one with the armored trucks, armored carriers. I mean, they're like a world-known, worldwide fiduciary, bonded, insured, and all of that.
That's why I work with them, Kerry, because I sign every single contract that's done. We have about 600 clients in both the safe deposit boxes and our regular segregated accounts with Brinks. When my name is on every single account and I'm part of every single audit, in fact, we just did an audit of our Vancouver account on Saturday, I sign every single certificate, I sign every single auditing certificate. I want to make sure that it's being held with the utmost of security and fiduciary responsibility, and that's the reason that I would think of nobody else but Brinks
for the way that they handle and transact their business.
I guess there's a couple of companies in Switzerland you might consider, and one or two maybe in Singapore and Hong Kong, but really Brinks is the hallmark for fiduciaries around the world.
It is. So we have worked with BFI Consulting out of Zurich for 27 years. I hold them in the highest of esteem. They are the owners of Global Gold, for which we are members. And we do help people through their program find their way to Zurich and to Hong Kong and to Singapore. I don't have the same type of comfort level with that program as I do with Brinks, largely, and again, has nothing to do with the folks in Switzerland. They are amongst the highest character people I've ever met in business 28 years. But it is the fact that I take part in every single audit. I built this program together with a couple of my associates here at Miles Franklin, and in coordination with Brinks, I've been involved hand in hand for 7 years from every step to where we are now, and my comfort level could not be stronger. In fact, I keep a lot of my own metal there, and I just think that from a standpoint of safety and also liquidity, and flexibility to be able to get it when you need it, to be able to get in a car and drive across the border, to me is a lot easier in my mind's eye as things get blurrier down the road than it is to get on an airplane or a boat and fly or sail halfway across the globe to hopefully get your material and somehow bring it back.
Yeah, that's true. There's a guy over in New Zealand, looks like he's got a good program, but New Zealand, you know, it's a 18-hour airplane ride from L.A. to get there. So, yeah, definitely problematical. So, our neighbor to the north never confiscated metals, probably never will, probably a safer bet. Anyway, so where do we find you? Where do we get information about the program?
I appreciate it, Carrie. So, we have two websites that Brinks asked us to do separately for our Canadian storage. The original Canadian storage is www.preciousmetalstorage.net. preciousmetalstorage.net, and the safe deposit boxes are privatesafedepositboxes.net, www.privatesafedepositboxes.net, and of course our home website, our main website, where you can read Andy Hoffman every day, milesfranklin.com. celebrating our 28th year in business this next month, February. We've done north of $6 billion in sales, Carrie. We've never had a customer complaint ever. We maintain an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. And most importantly, that all your listeners need to know, this is a federally non-regulated industry. Minnesota, our home state, is the only state in the United States that is regulating the precious metals industry. As such, we are beholden to the Commissioner of Commerce with a very, very substantial surety bond, background checks annually of every employee and principal, and compliance regulations that no one else in America has to abide by. And as such, nearly 100% of our competition has boycotted our home state of Minnesota. Their feeling, why would I want to be subservient to the Commissioner of Commerce in the state of Minnesota, post a major surety bond and background check all of our employees annually if we only sell to a couple of clients in Minnesota? Whether you sell to one client in Minnesota from another state or have a company in the state as we do selling out, you must be registered. And so as such, most of the country has said, nuts to Minnesota, we embrace it and look at it as a guarantee that anyone that does business with us is going to be treated fairly from start to finish.
Yeah, well, turning a negative into a positive for sure, Andy. Anyway, you'll find a link to Andy's sites on our site, financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Make sure you sign up for a newsletter. Andy, thanks so much, and good luck with that that new program. It sounds really exciting.
You're awesome, Carrie. It's great to be a friend of the show, and you're always welcome on ours. Talk to you soon.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.